This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Batesville Fire Chief Brent Gleghorn says a Chinese restaurant on St. Louis Street was filled with smoke Sunday night after a pot of soup was left on the cooking stove with the burner on. Chief Gleghorn said a fireman eating after church at the Dairy Queen saw something unusual at Ta Lee's Chinese restaurant located across the street. He checked it out and saw the building was full of smoke and called firemen on duty. They found the stove on and the soup overcooking and filling the building with smoke. No fire was found. Gleghorn said it took about an hour and a half to get the smoke out of the building. A spokesman at Ta Lee's this morning said the business will be open on Tuesday. A birthday party chaperone was charged Friday night with contributing to the delinquency of minors by providing alcohol to 13 teenagers. An Independence County deputy sheriff said he was called to a Batesville motel just before 9 o'clock Friday night in reference to possible underage drinking in a motel room. Deputy Kirk Green said he found 13 teenagers, ages 14 to 17, using two adjacent motel rooms to hold a birthday party. Green said he also found bottles of Mike's Hard Lemonade, a bottle of wine, and a bottle of vodka. Green said apparently the mother of the teenager celebrating her birthday had rented the rooms for the occasion, telling police, since the family lives so far out of town, some of her daughter's friends might not be able to attend unless the party was in town. Green said a woman the mother apparently left as a chaperone was charged with 13 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Green said in his report that 13 teenagers admitted to drinking and were all charged with being a minor in possession of intoxicating liquor. He said the parents of the 13 were notified and the teenagers were released to them. Also, over the weekend, deputies investigated two vehicle break-ins in West Batesville and three break-ins of storage buildings. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder wants to suspend the wage requirements being used to rebuild some government-financed homes after the deadly Joplin tornado. He said Monday that high wages could reduce the number of homes that the Development Commission could afford to finance. The federal prevailing wage for a carpenter in the Joplin area rose from $7.98 an hour to $21.47 an hour, plus $12.65 an hour for fringe benefits. Kinder wants the State Housing Commission to reconsider that decision. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.